The energy massage takes fire. This is Dr. Herbert L. Varley, Dean of the University of Healing here in Campo, California, with a thought for today. The energy massage takes fire. We've been talking about the energy massage quite a little bit lately. And every time we talk about it, people tell us, oh, yes, I have heard other organizations that recommend the energy massage. They recommend this attitude of saying to your body, I like me. This attitude of telling your body that it's a wonderful thing. This attitude of speaking to every organ, action, function of your body and speaking to every cell of your body and letting the body know that it is appreciated. Well, I'm not surprised. We've been teaching this for many years now, and over the years we have touched many people's lives, and many people have found a new inspiration for themselves and new wholeness that they never dreamed possible. The strange thing is that we don't realize that our body is an object, that our body is a vehicle, your body is something that we utilize to take us through life. And when we think bad thoughts about our body, we bring about those bad thoughts as conditions in our body. And those bad thoughts are our bad teeth, bad lungs, bad eyes, bad ears, bad cells, everything under the sun when we think bad thoughts about the body. Now, it's not just thinking bad thoughts about the body. The mind lives in the body, the brain lives in the body, the mind is universal, but the brain lives in the body, and the brain takes on all those attitudes that we take on for ourselves. When we tell ourselves that we are sick, we are unhappy, when we tell ourselves that we are unloved, and all the other possible things we could tell ourselves, our body, oh dear me, it acts so sad, so beneath itself, it just has no inspiration to do anything. It has no inspiration to accomplish anything, no motivation for living, no motivation for being active and dynamic and forceful, powerful, and perfect. The last word is the telling word, and perfect. We have within us the most magical, marvelous condition that anyone could ever have. We have within us the ability to speak our word in a positive way and have positive things take place in our body, in our life, in our affairs. Now, in our body is the original purity integrity. In our body is the archetypal design of our perfection. Now, we have the opportunity to pretend it's not there. And by pretending it's not there, then it appears not to be there. All of life is an illusion, is appearance, we know. So, it's about time for us to not pretend, but to start realizing that our reality is wholeness. Our reality is harmony, peace, love, joy, right action. And the only way we get it is when we get a little bit of self-enthusiasm, self-direction, and self-appreciation of ourselves. People in our world can go around saying, oh my, don't you look beautiful today. Oh my, what a lovely suit you're wearing. What a great dress you have on. Oh, you are just so gorgeous. You are so handsome. And we say, thank you. It doesn't mean a thing. Oh, it's okay. But when we say, now I feel great. Now I have this wonderful suit on and I feel just wonderful. It shows off my attitude of happiness about myself. Now this dress that I'm wearing is so fantastic. I feel just like going to a dance. I feel just wonderful. And perhaps it's not the suit or the dress. Perhaps it's our attitude. And then we put the suit or dress on to match it. But whatever it is, it's that happy attitude that we have. And that attitude brings us into the perfect concept of ourself. The energy massage is one way of stimulating this. We gently put our hands hovering over our body, over every inch of our body, saying, I like you, I like you, I like you, I like you, I like you. Now, why don't we say, I like me? We've talked about that. We can say, I like me, that's okay too. But I like you, we are talking about this body. We are saying, body, I like you. Body, you're wonderful. Body, you're fantastic. Body, you're great. And we go over our eyes, ears, nose, throat, and we say, body, I like you. Body, I like you. I like you. I like you. I like you. I love you. I like you. I do all that stuff. Oh, and as we do this, there's an inner energy that builds up and gets bigger and bigger and bigger and bigger and bigger. Not because we're making something happen, but the very act of liking ourselves creates energy. It doesn't create it. The energy is always there, as we know, but it allows the energy to be free. It allows the energy to flow, and that's the ticket. We want the energy to flow. And so we give ourselves this energy massage, going back and forth over our body, up and down, telling our body how much we love it. You know, a person gets a brand new car, and they take their handkerchief and gently wipe off any speck of dirt on that car. They care about that car with their love. Don't touch the car! And don't sit in the car with dirty clothes! And, you know, and they do all these things, tenderly caring for that car. Well, the car even has a new car smell. I understand there's a perfume out now called New Car Smell that you could put in your car to have the new car smell. But, and perhaps that's the point of it too, that new car smell helps us to have the attitude. If we could maintain the attitude of treasuring, loving, appreciating, delighting in our body, as the same way we do in our new car, that'd be wonderful. Now, if we could treasure our new car always, what a wonderful car we would have. What a glorious car it would be. We would gently take care of it. We would gently use it. We would not misuse it. We would not be careless about it. We would keep it clean and polished and beautiful. One woman I talked to recently, she has a little red Jeep. And she says, I never washed that Jeep. I never polished that Jeep. And the Jeep is nice. But underneath that dust and dirt and underneath the uncared for quality is a nice Jeep. It's a very nice Jeep. But you can't see it. You can only see the dust and dirt on it. And if the Jeep were polished and loved and gentled, my goodness, what a wonderful thing that would be, you know? What a wonderful thing that would be. But again, there must be motivation for anything we do. And so when we take our hands and gently hover over our body and give the energy massage and say, I like me, I like me, I like me, as we go along, the motivation builds. And we begin to look at our body from a new point of view. We begin to look at our feet, our eyes, our ears, our nose, everything about us we begin to look at from a new point of view. And I can see why the energy massage has taken fire so beautifully in so many places, in so many organizations. Every organization that heard about it puts it to use. Now, you and I, we can put it to use too. We can have our new car smell. We can have our new car tenderness and caring about our body. Because every moment our body is new. Every moment our body is brand new. And as we think about it with this brand new point of view, how wonderful it is. And that's our privilege today to do that. And see the miracles take place of a perfect body. It's there. Let's call it forth. Have a lovely day and know that I love you. I love you. I love you.